morning and welcome to the Sussex County Council meeting of October 12th, 2024. First things, you approve the agenda. Mr. Lawson?
Thank you, Mr. President. Good morning, members of council. At this time, I see no recommended change to today's agenda.
Entertained motion to approve the agenda.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Hicken. Mr. Schaefer, questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mr. Schaefer.
Yes.
Mrs. Green.
Yes.
Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
I'm yes, motion carried. We have the minutes of October 29th. Any questions, corrections, additions? Hearing none, they'll stand approved. Correspondence, Mr. Moore.
I have none, Mr. President.
Any correspondence from council? Correspondence from council. Non-public comment. Mr. Guy, anybody signed up? Okay. Operator, check online, please. Anybody for public comment?
No available public comment at this time.
Thank you. We'll close public comment. Mr. Lawson.
Thank you, Mr. President. First item today is a public interview for Board of Adjustment nominee Sean Lovinguff. Council, at your seats, you were given the application that Mr. Lovinguff has provided for his consideration on the Board of Adjustment. I previously circulated that information to you. And as code requires, we must have a public interview for today's nominee. And I will conduct the interview. And then if you have any additional questions pertaining to his consideration, please ask. And at the conclusion of the interview, we will see what council's desires are. So unless there's any questions on the process, I'll invite Mr. Lovinguff to come forward. Good morning. We'll ask you to stand at the podium to speak into the mic. Push the button for me. There you go. Okay. Mr. Lovinguff, you understand we're having a public interview for your consideration to the Board of Adjustment. I'm going to ask you a list of questions, and it can address the council. And if they have any additional questions, they may ask as well. Okay?
Yes, sir.
Okay. First question is, please provide a narrative of your background and experience and why you want to serve on the Board of Adjustment.
I've been born and raised in Sussex County for 51 years now. I have been in the public sector most of my life, working for Delaware Solid Waste Authority in a large capacity from starting out almost 30 years ago, picking up trash in the fields, to working my way through the company to a supervisor for the last 30 years. And I recently retired for at least 55 hours until I started a new career. I enjoy working in the community and being part of the public office and helping the community as much as I can. I've also in my past been a real estate agent on the side, and so I have a little bit of experience as far as that's concerned. You know, and as much as Sussex County is growing right now and as many issues that do arise, there are rules that need to be followed, so I would love to be part of that and help out any way I can.
All right, thank you. Next question, have you ever served on any boards or commissions that have decision-making authority? If yes, please describe your experience.
I have. I'm a member of my church and been on a board of church with the Church of Church of Christ in Milford and also the Old Paths Church in Georgetown. I'm a member of the Delaware Masonic Organization, and I've served on several boards with the Masonic Organization with either fundraising or other ideas of helping the community. So been in that organization now for about 24 years, and I've been a life member with the Church of Christ.
Okay. One of the statutory requirements of the Board of Adjustment is that they be persons having the knowledge and experience to pass upon planning and zoning problems in connection with urban and rural development. Please describe your experience in planning and zoning within Sussex County.
Like I said, I possessed a real estate license in Sussex County, also in Kent County, as far as easements and setbacks, working with the law firms in Sussex County to make sure that all encumbrances and variances have been followed and what's needed as far as the real estate side of things. In the world of Delaware Solid Waste Authority, permitting, planning, and what have you through with DENREC, also with Sussex County, with some of the land purchases that DSWA has made in the past to make sure that all the T's were crossed and all the I's were dotted as far as what's needed to do landfilling business and make sure that all the areas were taken care of.
Okay. All right. The board is an administrative body acting in a quasi-judicial role. As part of its duties, the board hears applications for variances and special use exceptions, as well as appeals of administrative decisions. In analyzing these applications, the board is required to review the applications pursuant to certain legal criteria. Do you feel you have the knowledge and experience to apply certain legal criteria to analyze the applications?
I do. It's my understanding that there's a set of guidelines that's set up by the board, five, if I'm not mistaken, and all five need to be met in order to move forward with the application. I would have no problem in adhering to those rules.
All right, the board meets on Tuesdays every other week with a regular meeting here at 6 p.m. in the chambers. On occasion, these meetings extend late into the evening. In addition, occasional special meetings and workshops are scheduled that may require your attendance. Are you available to fulfill these requirements and attend the necessary meetings?
I am.
In addition, as an appointed official on the board, the potential for a conflict of interest with an application is always present. Do you have any known or anticipated conflicts of interest that may present themselves as a member of the Board of Adjustment that would affect your ability to serve?
I do not.
Okay, counsel, that concludes our list of public interview questions. You may have some additional questions for Mr. Lovinguff, and can indicate your desire to move forward. I do have a motion if you'd like to consider that.
Are there any questions? Questions? Please read your motion, sir.
Okay. Be it moved that Sussex County Council approve the appointment of Mr. Sean Lovinguff to the Sussex County Board of Adjustment effective immediately for a term of 3 years.
Mr. Green?
I recommend approval for Sean Lovinguff to serve on the Board of Adjustment for the period of 3 years.
Shaver?
Yes, I'm sorry. I was looking at something else.
Because you had a motion. You had a second.
I had a motion. Second. Okay.
Now we'll take the vote.
I thought no, Mr.
Good,
Schaefer
we're good,
seconded.
We're good.
Okay.
Mrs. Green.
Yes.
Mr. Schaefer.
I know Sean, and he's a wonderful community servant, and I'm proud to vote yes.
Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Oh, yes.
I vote yes. Welcome aboard.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Thank you for serving.
Thank you, Mr. Lovinguff. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Mr. Lawson, you're still up.
Okay. County Administrator's Report for November 12th, Item 1. Throughout the month of November, Sussex County property owners will be receiving their tentative assessment as part of the county's ongoing property assessment project, the result of a lawsuit brought against the state of Delaware and the three counties back in 2018. Since the settlement in 2021, the county has contracted with third-party vendor Tyler Technology to conduct the revaluation of nearly 200,000 parcels across the county. The tentative valuations are the next step in the process and are a critical component that will be used in determining everyone's property tax bill for 2025, both for the county and the independent school districts. It is important to note, this is not your tax bill. This is simply the estimated fair market value for your property. Once all property assessments are finalized, County Council will set a new tax rate as part of the FY25 budget process next spring. During the next several weeks, property owners should look for the important document in the mail, review it closely, and then follow the instructions if they wish to appeal the tentative valuation. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Jennings, the FY25 Human Service Grants.
Thank you, Mr. President, members of council. So as we do every year, let me throw the PowerPoint up here. You budget $225,000 in the Human Service Grant Program, and is my responsibility to make a recommendation on how that money is distributed. So we open up the grant process in August, and everybody can fill out an application if you're a qualified nonprofit that enhances the health and human services, which contribute to the safe and healthy and self-sufficient community. And those applications are due September 30th. The organization submitted their application online. We then review the organization's statuses, such as are they a qualified 501c3 through the IRS, are they in good standing with the Delaware Division of Corporation, and also the year of formation. We then look at any of their current tax documents, such as their 990, make sure that they don't owe the county any past due taxes or any other obligations, and then we look at the scope of request. We then create a formula based on the number of beneficiaries within that application. So here's the summary of the formula. Again, it's based off the number of beneficiaries that that organization helps. If their main operations are in Sussex County, they are awarded an extra $600. If they're getting other funding that's 25% or greater, they get another $80. If they're showing a need greater than $5,000, they get another $300. And if they show a loss on their tax return with the IRS, that was another $500. So it could range anywhere from $1,200 to $3,480 for their award. This is where we do fund our senior centers, and they each get $5,600. Boys and Girls Club each would get $2,500. And if they did receive a county council grant, we do deduct that. Since it is basically the same pot of money, we do want to make this as fair as possible. So as far as the applications, we did receive $469,000 in requests from 85 organizations. We did have 12 new recipients this year. They covered 62,604 beneficiaries. Again, those beneficiaries could be in multiple areas here. One, they could get from one organization and also from another. So there could be duplication in that number. Organizations that applied showed that they raised about $7.6 million in other types of support. So our $225,000 is just a fraction of what these organizations raise. So in your packet, was a list of all of the recipients that I am recommending today and the amount that I am recommending based off of that formula, and I have a motion for your consideration.
Any questions? Please read your motion.
Be it moved that the Sussex County Council approve the fiscal year 2025 Human Service Grant allocation as presented.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Hudson, second.
Second.
Mr. Riley, questions on the motion? Take the vote. Mr. Shaver?
Yes.
Mr. Green?
Yes.
Mr. Hudson?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
I'll be yes, motion carried. Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you.
Karen Burlington, Family Paid Leave Act.
Good morning, Mr. President, members of council. I am here to talk about the Delaware Paid Family Medical Leave Act. You received a lot of this information in your packets. As you know, Delaware enacted this legislation in 2022. This is to become effective January 1, 2026, with all contributions being made January 1, 2025. The state does call this program the Delaware Paid Leave. What is the Delaware Paid Leave program? It's state mandated. So this is paid time off to a covered employee with partial income replacement up to 80% of their wages. Weekly payments are capped at $900 per week. And a total of 12 weeks of leave is available per year. So if this sounds familiar, this runs in conjunction with the federal family leave. This program can be used the same way: parental leave, bonding with a new child, birth, adoption, or placement, family caregiving leave, family member with a serious health condition, medical leave, carrying one's own serious health condition, or a qualified exigency leave, which is the military, and that's handling matters resulting from a person's exigency. Again, employees are limited to a maximum of 12 weeks of total combined leave per year. For 2025 and 2026, a total of 0.8% of the wages are comprised. It's 0.4% medical, 0.08 family caregiving, and 0.32 for parental leave. That is the amount that is charged per person, and employees can be responsible for up to half of that. No more than half, it could be less. Employers who share the cost with their employees will begin collecting employment contributions January 1, 2025. What I am proposing is that employers that have 25 or more employees that are mandated for this program, that we look into a private plan. With a private plan, any employer that has 10 or more employees can opt out of the state's plan and move into a privatized plan. So with that having said, some of the things that are the pros of going within this plan is the Hartford, who we already use for our short-term, long-term disability, our optional or supplemental life insurance, we're already with them. and they gave us a quote, which we would save over $100,000 the first year. We would not have to pre-fund contributions like the state is asking in 2025, so we wouldn't pay for this until 2026. And it would be a seamless transition going with short-term, long-term, because we will be dealing with the federal family medical leave, the Delaware paid family leave, short-term. Exclusions to this plan are workers' compensation or any PIP plans, so any auto insurance. And then the biggest thing is we don't need to pre-fund this plan. So, all
right. Very good.
So, you know, what I am here today is asking for your approval to enter into an agreement with the Hartford and to opt out of the family plan. I have to do this prior to December 1st of this year to opt out.
Do you have a motion by chance?
I do.
I thought you would.
I do.
Please read it.
Okay. Be it moved that the Sussex County Council opt out of the state's paid family leave plan and enter into a fully insured private plan with the Hartford for the county's paid family and medical leave at a rate of 0.494% that includes the FICA match for a period of 1 year ending December 31st, 2026.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Riley, second.
Second.
Mr. Schaefer, any questions on the motion?
I do have one quick question.
Absolutely.
Is this optional to the employee to participate or not?
It is not. This is state.
Mandatory.
It is mandatory.
Everybody has to.
Everyone has to do it. Yeah.
Everybody's eligible.
Not everyone is eligible. So it follows the family medical leave. So you have to be employed for 12 months previous to the reason why you're going out for FMLA, and you have to work 1,250 hours.
So if you work fewer than those hours, are you compelled to participate?
You still have to participate. But we still have to pay, but they are not eligible to receive that. But what we do have is our own PTO. The county has our sick leave that,
right,
that employees can,
right,
use. We have donated leave, and we also have short-term disability.
Right.
So we do have ways to help the employee in that first year of employment.
Right.
And
we have,
yes,
an informal PTO donation program
within
leave. The county, which I think,
yes,
is a great thing.
Yes.
Correct. Any more questions? Take the vote, Mr. Schaefer.
Yes.
Mrs. Green.
Yes.
Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
I have a yes, motion carried. Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you.
Have a good day.
You too.
Well, here they come. Morning, Paul. How are you?
I'm doing well this morning. Good morning to County Council. I have two projects on the agenda today. I have Briarwood Estates and Winding Creek Water. And I have two items on the Briarwood Estates project and one item on the Winding Creek project. So we'll go ahead and get started with,
sure,
the Briarwood Estates item A, which is the ordinance. Briarwood Estates is a septic elimination project that I believe County Council is very familiar with. The county recently received a binding commitment letter from Denrec Environmental Finance on September 30th. In the amount of $4,631,363. And I would like to read the ordinance title and recommend introduction unless council has some questions about that.
Please read it.
Okay, thank you. An ordinance authorizing the issuance of up to $4,631,363 of general obligation bond of Sussex County in connection with Briarwood Estates project and authorizing all necessary actions in connection therewith.
I'll introduce it.
I'll introduce
it. Mr. Hudson introduced it. Thank you, sir. Next.
Okay, thank you. We'll stay on the same project, Briarwood Estates, item B, and that is JMT Amendment Number 1. JMT is a firm that was selected under the 5-year professional services contract earlier this year. JMT was asked by county staff to develop a scope of work for design and bidding services and provided the proposal in the amount of $245,960. And I would like to read the recommended motion unless council has any questions on the proposal.
Read your motion. We'll go from there.
Thank you. be it moved, based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department, that amendment number one to the base engineering services agreement with Johnson, Murmuran, and Thompson, or JMT, for Briarwood Estate Septic Elimination Project S-2311 be approved in the amount not to exceed $245,960 for design and bidding phase services.
Pleasure, Council.
Approved.
Motion, Mr. Schaefer.
Second.
Second, Mr. Hudson. Questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mr. Schaefer.
Yes.
Mr. Green.
Yes.
Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
I will, yes, motion carried. Next.
Okay, thank you. We'll move to the next project, which is Winding Creek Water. And this is for an ordinance. Public sewer was recently installed by the county in this neighborhood. This project is to install public water by tapping into existing water main and Banks Road. And just to clarify, this project does not include water meters. That was discussed at the August 13th, 2024 council meeting. This project is receiving funding through the Drinking Water State Revolving Loan Fund, and the county recently executed a binding commitment letter with Denrec Environmental Finance on September 30th in the amount of $2,413,059. And I would like to read the ordinance title and recommend introduction of the proposed ordinance unless council has any questions.
Please read it.
Thank you. An ordinance authorizing the issuance of up to $2,413,059 of general obligation bond of Sussex County in connection with increased cost associated with the Winding Creek Village Water District project and authorizing all necessary actions in connection therewith.
I want to introduce it.
I'll introduce it.
Trust to introduce it. Thank you, sir.
Okay.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Yep. Thank you, Council.
Mr. Whitehouse, old business.
Good morning, Mr. President, members of council. We have one item of old business today, and that's conditional use number 2416, filed on behalf of Over the Hill Holdings, LLC. County Council may remember this from the public hearing that was held on July 30th of this year. This is an ordinance for a conditional use of land in an AR1 district for an indoor and an outdoor shooting and archery range to be located on the northeast corner of the intersection of Parker Road and Line Road, and the 911 address is 38531 Parker Road, Millsborough. Council deferred action on this application for further consideration. So.
Any questions, Council? Mr. Moore, would you read the short title?
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. An ordinance granting conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for an indoor and outdoor shooting slash archery range to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Gumbra 100, Sussex County, containing 10.55 acres, more or less, based on the reasons given by planning and zoning numbered 1 through 11 with conditions 12A through H, and supplemented by the testimony of council hearing. And I would like to point out that this is a partial denial and partial acceptance.
Okay. My motion is going to be to accept the recommendation of planning and zoning based on the reasons and conditions they placed on it, which will do exactly what you said, approve part and not approve part.
Yes.
Okay, that's my motion.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. I'll vote first in my district. I'll vote yes. Mr. Schaefer.
I will vote yes.
Mrs. Green.
I'll vote yes based on the recommendation of planning and zoning as recommended.
Hudson.
I'll also vote yes.
Mr. Riley.
I'll accept planning and zoning's recommendations to vote yes.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Grant request. Ms. Jennings.
Thank you. The first grant request is Del Mar Historical and Art Society. They're requesting $10,000 for their historical museum. Last grant received for this organization was in the amount of $1,000 for their walking tour from Mr. Phillips. Mr. Vincent placed on the agenda.
I'll make the motion to grant $5,000 from District 1, please.
I will help spend your money and make
that motion. I appreciate that. Motion, Mr. Riley, second.
Second.
Mr. Schaefer, to grant $5,000 from District 1 Council Bank account to the Del Mar Historical and Arts Society for their historical museum. Questions on the motion? Take a vote, Mr. Schaefer.
Yes.
Mr. Green.
Yes.
Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
I will, yes, motion carry. Next.
Next one is American Youth Football for Woodbridge Pop Warner. They're requesting $5,000 for the Woodbridge Pop Warner Regionals. The last grant received for Pop Warner organization was the amount of $1,500 from Mrs. Green, and Mrs. Green placed on the agenda.
Mrs. Green.
I will grant $2,000 to the Woodbridge football from District 2.
Motion, Mrs. Green, second.
Second.
Mr. Hudson, to grant $2,000 from District 2 Council Bank account to the American Youth Football Incorporated for the regional tournament. Questions on the motion? You can vote, Mr. Shaver.
Yes.
Mr. Green.
Yes.
Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Riley.
Yes.
I will, yes, motion carry. Next.
Okay, and then the last one is the Contractors for a Cause Foundation is requesting $3,000 for their Helping Hands program. Last grant received for this event was in the amount of $1,500, which is $1,000 from Mr. Hudson and $500 from Mr. Riley. Mr. Hudson placed on the agenda.
Mr. Hudson.
I move to grant $2,000 from District 4's account to Contractors for a Cause.
Motion, Mr. Hudson, second.
What was the request?
$3,000.
$3,000.
You're doing
two.
Two.
Two. Well, I'll do $1,000 then if I make a second.
Thank you.
Motion, Mr. Hudson, second. Mr. Riley, to grant $3,000 to the Contractors for a Cause Foundation, LLC, for their Helping Hands program, being $2,000 District 4 Council Bank account and $1,000 District 5 Council Bank account. Questions on the motion? Take a vote, Mr. Shaver.
Yes.
Mrs. Green.
Yes.
Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
I vote, yeah, motion carried. Mr. Moore.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. We have five ordinances to be introduced. The first one's in Mrs. Green's district, an ordinance comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County for an MR medium residential district to an AR1 agricultural residential district for a certain parcel of land lying in being at Cedar Creek 100, Sussex County, containing 1.53 acres, more or less.
I will introduce it.
Mr. Green, introduce it.
The next one's in Mr. Schaefer's district, an ordinance grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a mini storage facility office to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Indian River 100, Sussex County, containing 6.68 acres, more or less.
I will introduce
it. Mr. Schaefer introduced it.
The next one is in Mr. Riley's district, an ordinance grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a distribution warehouse to be located on a 10.896 acre portion of a certain parcel of land lying and being in Georgetown 100, Sussex County, containing 71.127 acres, more or less.
I will introduce
it. Riley, introduce it.
The next one's in Mr. Schaefer's district, an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a C2 medium commercial district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Lewis Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, containing 0.57 acres, more or less.
Mr. Schaefer introduced it.
And the last one is also Mr. Schaefer's district, an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a C2 medium commercial district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Lewis Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, containing 0.50 acres, more or less.
Mr. Shaker introduced it.
That is all, Mr. President.
Thank you, sir. Council member comments. Council member comments, anybody? Entertain motion to adjourn.
Moved.
Motion, Mr. Shaver, second.
Second.
Mr. Riley, questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mr. Shaver.
Yes.
Mr. Green.
Yes.
Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Riley.
Yes.
I will, yes. Motion carry. Now adjourn. Thank you, everybody.